So here's the premise for a sitcom. A wealthy family loses all its money. The only asset they have left is a deed to a town that the father bought because he thought the name was funny. Let me spell it. SCHITT S Creek. But out of deference to the FCC, I'll just call it Sh*t Creek. That's the new Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara comedy that premiered in the U.S. last night on Pop TV.
We have to eat in here?
I think it's kind of sweet.
Alexis, what's going on with you?
What do you mean?
Seriously? The room was cute, this place is sweet.
I am personally offended by this place. I don't know what you think is nice about it.
The town is disgusting. It is gruesome.
Disgusting and gruesome, that hurts. So we thought we'd check in on the real Sh*t Creek. Of course, that's not the real name of the town. Creek. The TV show is shot in Goodwood, Ontario, population 600. My next guest, Bev Northeast, is one of those proud 600 of Goodwood. You are a proud Goodwooder. Am I saying that right, Bev?
Most definitely. Okay. Most definitely.
So we just heard your town described in that clip there from the TV show as disgusting and gruesome. What do you think about that?
Well, there's no other way they would have described it. If they had been millionaires and had lost all their money and now have to put up with a small village, that would be the way I'd probably describe it as well.
Well, small villages can be quaint. So what is Goodwood like?
Goodwood is a community that's a very busy, busy community with two major highways dividing it. So we do have 40 gravel pits around. So you think about it. How quaint are gravel trucks?
Well, I'm just getting my head around two highways kind of dividing it. That doesn't sound very quaint.
No, sir. The two busiest highways in this township are Highway 47, which goes right through the middle of town, and Durham 21, which goes through the other side of town. And they both meet at the only satellites in this community, right at the community center in the North Park.
Wow.
It's 2,000 vehicles a day of trucks.
Wow. What do all those truckers do when they arrive in Goodwood?
They drive right through.
How long have you called it home? I mean, you're not driving right through.
No, I'm not driving right through. I moved in here about 63, 64, somewhere, you know, near the end of 63, beginning of 64.
What's filming Sh*t Creek in Goodwood done to the town culture?
What has it done? It's opened up communication, which is a very difficult thing in this community because it's a bedroom community. A lot of newcomers have come in. There's been three subdivisions go up. So a lot of newcomers came in. They don't really mingle too much with the older part of town, but it has opened up communication. When you're down at the community center or any function there, you'll notice people will say, "Have you seen Sh*t Creek?" The town being chosen means that we are number one. We are the capital. There was something here they saw for this movie, and I think whatever they saw is perfect because it brings people into our community. We have a bakery at the Four Corners, and they've done a bang-up business as a result of this. So that's a good thing.
So are you rooting for Sh*t Creek to kind of go on for a bunch of seasons so that these benefits just keep kind of coming your way?
Yes. We would love to have it go on. I would love to see some, I would really like to see some signage here that says Sh*t Creek was filmed in Goodwood as you enter. I think that would be really exciting. I think it would say to people, oh, we've got the right place because people are searching us out.
You like the show?
I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Can I just say and indulge my puerile side here? I'm not sure which name is more inappropriate, Sh*t Creek or Goodwood.
Goodwood speaks very loudly. We're good. Sh*t Creek is making us better.
Bev Northeast, one of the proud 600 residents of Goodwood, Ontario. Great to meet you. Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you very much.